Use math to make the world a better place. Become an actuary through the Society of Actuaries and find solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. As an actuary, the only thing higher than the pay is the satisfaction.
So I go get this MRI. By the way, of course, the fucking tech is hot.
You ever seen a woman my age dislocate her hip for the right reasons?
Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting?
Oof.
Yeah, yes. We are.
We're not going to sing it. We're just going to...
Well, we can. Maybe. Well, maybe. If I was having a cocktail, I would sing it.
Yeah, we're not because we're both on carpool.
No, I know.
If you're listening to this podcast, thank you. If you can rate, review, and subscribe.
Thank you.
And if you go to our website, imomsohard.com, and buy tickets to our live show.
Thank you.
We're excited. We're excited about it. I just burped through that a little bit.
We love you, ladies. We love you, men. We're hearing at the live show, a lot of dudes are coming.
I love it. I love it when they are surprised and they always say, like, my wife had such a good time and you guys are legitimately good comedians. I think there's probably a perception that we're going to get up there and like, have a baby Bjorn and be like, look how funny these are. And then
I am not,
shit on men the whole time. And
I am not saying this is the right thing to say to either one of us, but we did have a security guard at one of the last shows go, man, I didn't know who you ladies were. I thought this was going to be like watching paint dry.
Yeah,
but you're
those are the compliments we get.
Yeah, he actually like stood up and turned around to watch the show.
Yeah,
instead of having his back to the stage.
Whenever we get those guys, those old cronies that have been at those theaters forever, that they've been like roadies
they've
on
seen
rock
it
bands.
All. Yeah,
yeah, they're always like, "Whoa, I didn't know. I didn't think you guys would be funny." I'm like, "Bro, this is a sold out theater. Like,
yeah.
What do you think? Women are just coming in like they don't. They're not discerning."
Yeah.
Like, look,
we're not talking about couponing.
We're no Caputo or whatever her
Although,
name is.
With Teresa Caputo, man.
Teresa, goddamn. Try not to sound
but
something
But I'm telling you, if I could get, like, really harness my psychic ability, which I am reading a book about right now, then I could really change things up for us, Kristen.
I think so, too. Like, all you got to do is tease that fucking hair.
Here's what I want. Maybe you do a tap dance section. And then I get like a few minutes, like you do a vaudeville kind of, she is a tap dancer, you guys.
It's funny that you bring that up, Jen.
Perfect segue into what
we're talking about
today. Hold on, let me use my psychic gifts. Are you going to talk about your hip?
I am. You're a 27-year-old hot single dude.
Ooh.
Well, this isn't a menopause situation. This is just me being an idiot.
Hips don't lie.
Hips don't lie, and mine is not lying.
Telling the truth.
Also screaming.
Okay, this has been... Okay, you got to start at the beginning, because this has been... My whole relationship with you... We've been dealing with this.
Yeah.
Hip. Okay.
A long time. Okay. Not my whole relationship, but you were there when I made a stupid decision.
It's been an ongoing thing. Yeah.
So some of you may know, I'll keep this part short. Some of you may know that when I was pregnant with Eleanor, I had to go on bed rest, which was really tough. I had a tear in my cervix and they were afraid that I was going to go into preterm labor. Yeah. So
the
literally
incompetent cervix.
No, I didn't have an incompetent.
Oh.
That's what it's called if you're born with it.
Oh, okay.
But mine was an injury because mine was a tear. So they think when I was trying to push with Finn, something happened. He like blew my O-ring.
Also, by the way, can I sidebar? Calling it incompetent cervix sounds like
fucking
judgment.
Obnoxious.
Yeah.
I agree.
It just means like a heavy baby, tissue like thinning, right?
Yeah,
like,
and it's so hard. Like if
it's
trigger
so
warning,
scary.
Incompetent cervix, it means that you... your cervix can't handle the weight of the baby. And when that cervix feels the pressure, it's like a trap door and it goes, oh, it's go time for labor. So
yeah, it's scary. Scary,
it's scary. Because usually it's
our hearts go out to anyone.
Months.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Dealt with it. So.
So I was obviously like mentally very, very scared the whole time I was pregnant. Well, I had just run a 5K with Eleanor, with a Finn in a stroller. And I was like, I'm going to do this pregnancy different. I'm not going to gain as much weight. Because with Finn, I gained a solid 80. And I'm like, I dropped it. I was like, ready to go. I did this race. And I went in for my 20-week scan. And they go, you have like barely nothing left of your cervix.
I literally remember this phone call.
And they said, you have to go on bed rest. And I was like, those words, when you say them to someone like me, I'm like, what does that look like?
She's
I was teaching full time.
You mean go home and take a nap right now? Sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that.
So I just kind of didn't know what that meant. And then went back to the doctor like 3 days later and he's like, well, you're on bed rest, right? And I'm like, I go, well, I'm sitting down all the time. And he's like, what do you mean? I go, well, I'm when I teach, I sit down. He goes, you're working? And I was like, oh, I got this wrong. So they immediately put me in the hospital. I had to have a cerclage, which is basically like lacing up my cervix and then pulling it close. Yes. And it was a teaching hospital. My legs were, they put your butt in the air.
Yeah.
And then your freaking legs are just as spread as they've ever been.
They numb you.
They numb you. But my anesthesiologist and my surgeon were married and they were having a marriage fight nothing made me feel more comforted. I loved that they were fighting. Then meanwhile, there were like five pretty good looking young soon to be OBGYNs.
Coup,
looking in.
Perfect.
And I was like upside down. Anyway, I had to be in the hospital for a couple weeks. They're like, you've got to go on bed rest. Literally, I got to take a bath or take a shower and get up for 5 minutes a week. And the only time I was allowed up is to go to the bathroom. That was it. There was no like, go make yourself some food. Go. And every week I got further along, they were less, you like earn. So anyway, I made it to 38 weeks. I was like, this was all a big, you're in your head. If you're not sick, you think if it's just an injury or something like you can't feel like that, you're like, was this a big over exaggeration? Was this even a thing? And they took those stitches out, and within 28 hours, I was in labor.
Wow.
Like it was that fast. So, you know, little Eleanor. And so, yes. So it's needless to say, I had gained a solid amount of weight and lost a solid amount of muscle. And I was not right in the head, and I had full-blown postpartum.
That's what happens. Babies.
So then you decide in those tender weeks following getting your C-section scar, your C-section thing taken out, I was like, well, I've got my 6 week approval to be fit and active. I should take scuba diving lessons.
I remember this.
I almost drowned. I had zero strength.
Yes.
And then the next thing I did was I signed up to run a half marathon.
Have we told this story on the podcast?
Oh, yes. Jen loves to talk about it because it was literally the first time I ever heard Jen go, what the fuck are you doing? Like when your friend finally just goes,
she's like,
I had a newborn baby and a
Colin
toddler.
And I wanted to do something together. And I go, how about fucking raise your 5 week old and your, what do you mean to adding on scuba?
I was trying to, I was just not right in the head.
I signed Dash up for swim lessons when he was 6 weeks old. Cause I'm like, well, I gotta control the controllables here. And my C-section scar would burn every time I got into the pool with them.
I know.
Like, you're not even healed.
I almost drowned doing the swim test. I was 60 pounds more than I normally am. Anyway, so then my mental state was, I was so devastated that I didn't get to have like a upward pregnancy with her. I was like, I'm going to make up for it now. I'm going to spring back. All the pressure. Spring back.
Well, every time that you're body is not reflecting how you feel emotionally. Yeah. Like, because you probably were like, I'm ready to get back at life, but your body was not.
I was so happy to be on my feet.
Yeah.
And my muscles in my thighs would spring out, would give out. Like, I would just be standing there and they would, because I had been on my back.
Yeah.
And you have this pressure from a pregnancy and then your body is, I just didn't give my body any grace. I was like, not to mention I was just 38.
Yeah.
You know, I was not that I was old. It was just, I needed to be nicer to myself. But what did I do? I signed up for a half marathon. And so this was months down the road, but I still was not in a place. I didn't train because I had an infant and a toddler, but I had paid for the entrance fee. So I was like, I'll just go walk it 13 and a half miles. How hard can that be? I'll just go walk it. But if you've ever met me, I'm insatiably, I'm very competitive, but then I wasn't physically fit enough to be competitive. That's just being an idiot.
I mean, I think most people, you could do 5 miles out of shape.
I could do.
I did. But more than that is really taxing on your body.
It is. And running is, I mean, it's not, you never raw dog a race. Like it's so stupid. So I went and it was 4 a.m. It was the Disney race. I was with friends, which was fun. We wore tutus, but I got competitive and I started running the race. And at 11 miles, I was dying. And I stepped on an extension cord that was covered by this thing so that when you run, you don't trip over it.
Yeah.
But I stepped on it and my right leg went higher than my left leg. And I just felt what was like this searing, burning feeling. And it was in my hip. And I could not get it to go away. So finished the race. I sat in an ice bath. I was like, what the fuck? So then it kind of simmered down, but my leg kept turning in.
And
I was
like, no.
What the fuck? So I went to I finally get to an orthopedic surgeon. And he's like, you raw dogged a half marathon. And he's like, so they gave me a x-ray. And just from the x-ray, he could see that the labrum, which is the tissue between your hip and the joint, it's like, think of it as...
I don't get it, because okay. Your hip is a joint. So
all right,
it's
so
the
your
ball?
Your hip bone has a space that's concave, right?
Is it a ball and socket joint?
Yes, a ball and socket joint. And in between those two things, which would be like the lube that keeps everything moving,
okay,
it fell off my bone. So it was bone on bone.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it ripped off my bone.
Wait, it's not like, is there cartilage in there? None. Or what kind of tissue is that then, your labrum?
Your cartilage, yes. And I also am low cartilage because my family has arthritis. So I had a very thin labrum to begin with.
A little barfy.
I know, right now. But it's not going to get better. So get ready. So, okay, fast
this
forward.
This is why we don't work out, people. This, yeah. I mean, maybe do a little Pilates, yeah. But come on, let's take it easier.
Orthopedic surgeon says, no more running. No, he said, no running, no hot yoga, which I thought was interesting because he's like, you think you can do
loosened
more.
Loosened up? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then you come out. Yes. And I was like, well, I already don't like hot yoga. So
none
running
of,
was
none
a bummer.
Of your acrobatic sex, yeah. Your athletic sex. No more using the silks in the bedroom, ma'am.
Well,
no more yoga swings in the bedroom.
There's a lot you can do in different. You don't have to be. It can be.
One of your legs would come clean off if you were pushing it too hard.
He says chicken wing me from another direction.
Yeah, I know. My husband and I like to do a move called the chicken wing.
We like to do something called just lay next to each other and hope it goes in. It's fine.
Yeah.
So he goes, you're looking at a hip replacement in at least 5 years. You're not going to be able to even walk on this hip. And I'm like, go fuck yourself. Thank you very much,
now,
sir.
Now, this is 13, 12
now,
years
yeah, this ago? Is like a solid 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Literally by the fifth year, my hip is on fire. I go to this orthopedic surgeon and I was like, I've been told I have a hip situation. I need to figure it out. And he's like, okay, let's get you an MRI with contrast. And I was like, okay, that seems fine. So I go get this MRI.
Who's this guy named Contrast? I'm
thinking an MRI is contrast. That's what
right?
it is.
Right, yeah.
So I go in and by the way, of course, the fucking tech is hot.
You ever seen a woman my age dislocate her hip? For the right reasons.
For raw-dogging a race that she shouldn't have done. Sir, sign up here.
About to impress you.
So I go in and there is a cart. You would have barfed. You would have so barfed. It was one of the rolly carts.
Yeah.
And it had a huge needle
fuck
on
no.
it.
I'm syringe. Out of there. You would have to.
And a cord.
It better
a
be sending like propofol to my brain.
Right?
Or,
and I
no.
go, somebody's having a bad day. And she looks at me like, this is for you. And I go, well, what the fuck is that? She's like, this is the contrast. I'm like, but an MRI is contrast. That's what
is
you,
it? Ink?
What are you
what
professionals
where's
reading?
Where's it going and what is it?
Oh, man. So it's the goo that goes in to the area so that they can see in like technicolor what is going on.
Hold on,
so
hold on,
so they take
hold on.
A syringe.
If they explained it to you by saying, we're going to put goo in the area, you need a different doctor. What do you mean? They inject it into...
Okay, you tell me what's going on. I'm going to tell you what I heard. You okay. Try to explain something.
Ma'am, we're going to inject this
needle
into your
okay. And I'm like.
So you went all peanuts. You
yeah,
went Charles
also
Schultz.
I forgot
okay.
to shave my bikini area, so I was not happy. I didn't know that was coming out.
Ma'am, we're gonna have to landscape a little bit of this, or we're gonna damage our equipment. So let me get a hairbrush and some scissors, a paper cutter.
I'm like, and why does he have to be hot?
We have to numb you for this, I'm pretty sure.
And then the woman, I was like, why couldn't it have been you? So poor guy, like young. Anyway. So I'm laying on this table and put she goes, you hip. Should not look down. And I was like, okay. And they put the shot in my groin.
Don't, I can't. Cause that's it's one of those weird spots like on your neck where you're like, yeah, it's too sensitive.
And I do, when I have anything medical, it's the same when I'm scared. I'm a freeze motherfucker. Like when they talk about freeze, fawn, flight, or fight, or whatever.
I'm going to do it
right
now.
I'm a freeze motherfucker. I'm like one of those dogs that freezes and then falls over.
Hey, Jupiter, if my eyes roll back, it means I'm going, okay?
Yeah.
Just be prepared.
So anyway, they do the contrast and they confirm that I have no labrum left on my right hip. And
where'd it go? It's just
fallen off the bone, but they said they can see a flap and they think laparoscopically they could put it back on.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, it's so thin.
Okay, here's my question. You might not know this or not, but so can it rip? But what they think happened is the whole thing slid up.
Like, they think it slid off from the when I went over the deal, but it mostly what happens with hip replacement, it's because over time you've been going like this and your tissue gets really thin because of wear and tear. It's just, it's like in a car when you have like, what is it? When your shocks, you know, like they get like thin in there.
Worn down, you want to put brake pads.
I want to put lubricant in there so that it like is smoother. They've come a long way, baby. And bad hips run in my family. My aunt had to have a hip replacement when she was 16 and she was 84 when she died.
16?
I know. So, and my dad's had both of his hips replaced. So, not fun. And anyway, if you've seen me in a show, you know that I'm a high strung, like I want to go take dance class. I've been able to kind of work through the pain.
Moves around you guys.
But I've been lying to myself because for the last 3 years, I've really been kind of sedentary. Like when we're doing a show, I have adrenaline.
Yeah.
But afterwards my hip is like on fire and like, it's been hard to get out of cars. It's been hard to go to sleep. It's been hard to be on planes. I don't want to deal with it. So now I got to go back in. I think I have to have another MRI with contrast. And if you think you're not going with me,
I'm going with you.
We're going to
call me the candy man. I'm going to give you something to knock you out, man. Cause I can't sit in there and look at that.
I'll be like,
watch him put the goo in the area.
Can you do something to my chin? I don't even need to know that you're good at it. Just when I'm out, do a little lifter or something.
Yeah.
Like, let's not waste this. But they're not going to put me out for an MRI. I'm going to have to put me out for an MRI.
Okay. Well, if I'm,
But here's what's crazy.
We'll get a driver for both of us. Okay.
Anybody that's had this, please DM me. But hip replacement has come so far. First of all, it's one of the only surgeries when they replace your hips, it extends your life.
Great.
Second of all, Misty Copeland just had a double hip replacement and she danced 2 weeks later at the Academy Awards. I know what my husband's thinking when I say that. He thinks, you're no Misty Copeland. You're not a ballet dancer. You don't need to put your leg up that high. And I'm like, but it's nice to know she can still do the things she was doing.
Yeah.
My fear is that I'm going to tell him that I'm in Cirque du Soleil because I want him to think that I can jack my legs up by my ears, which we know I can't.
At one time. It was your calling card. Just kidding.
It was never that high. It didn't take that much.
But here's what I have to say. Like, they've gotten so good at joint replacement.
Yes.
Overall.
Yes.
Like, our good friend Denny had one knee replaced.
Yeah.
And he thought it was just had one bad knee. But once that knee starts feeling so good, and it does start feeling good pretty quickly, you're like, wait, this other knee doesn't feel
great
either.
That's what I've been feeling is my left hip is making up for it. And I've just, I think when you have, like, pain that you sort of deal with, you forget what life without that pain is like.
Yeah.
And I learned from my dad, and I'm like, I'm not fucking waiting.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wait it out. Like the doctor goes, you'll eventually come in because the pain will be so bad that your day to day is going to be terrible. And I'm like, well, I'm not quite there yet, but I don't want to be there. I don't want to wait another.
Yeah.
I've already waited like 9, 10 years.
Mm-hmm. You got to do it. I mean, I know nobody likes to go under the needle or any of that
stuff. It makes me feel old. It makes me feel scared.
Right.
But I've been researching a lot and they really go in, and what's really interesting about this, get ready, is where the hip is. So pretend that like there's like redness here and there's redness here that causes pain.
Mm-hmm.
They go and they get rid of that. And then they go
like put in some like fix a flat kind of. Oh, wait, and what? I don't know what all these noises
cut
mean.
Cut the joint off. They cut okay. this joint off.
Oh, that's hip replacement?
That's the replacement.
So what are we going for? Hip replacement or fix the labrum? We're going to see.
I think that if the doctor's like, this could be really easy laparoscopic, we can put the labrum on, no big deal, but you're headed for a hip replacement regardless just because of your genetics, I would have that conversation. If he's like, there's been so much wear and tear on this joint at this point, what are we waiting for?
Right.
I'll be open to that too. The crazy thing is they said that once they get rid of that joint and the redness from the other part of the joint and they put in the sealant and they put in a...
So it is like fix a flat.
It's fix a flat. Okay. They put in the fix a flat.
Well, put I don't in know that why. Joint. Literally all my references are cars.
Because we grew up in the Midwest.
I guess.
So, or I'm talking like I'm a vet because my dog has the same thing. So they put that in there and you have no pain.
That's incredible.
It's incredible that a hip joint, which is such a major part of our body, can be replaced. Orthopedic surgery is, and also we can thank sports medicine. Athletes are worth so much money. If you're a show pony, sorry to say, like if you're playing for the Seahawks and you're worth $10 million, they're going to figure out how to get that knee working again. And I'm going to tell them I play for the Seattle Seahawks. I want them to treat me like I'm a fucking athlete.
I also would like to point out that if your doctor is convinced that you work for the or play for the Seattle Seahawks, I would also like you to get another doctor in that case. Because, you know, there is this big, orthopedic surgeons, great at what they do, right? But guess what they know about? Just orthopedic surgery.
That's fine.
They wouldn't notice if they were operating on a dead body is what they say. Like
I don't care. That is fine. Fine. All you know is carburetors, and my carburetor's broken. Work on my carburetor. Right. I don't need you to fix my glove box. Right. Let that fucker open up.
You just want to make sure that you see somebody ahead of time. Who's like, we should probably treat this gunshot wound before you go in there for
If I go in with something else, not your problem. Honest to God. My butthole's open. Me. I don't care. That's
Whoa.
On me. Seriously, I don't care. He goes, the doctor that I'm going to go to, by the way, he used to be in a really famous rock band, and then he decided to be an orthopedic surgeon.
Oh, God.
He said
Welcome
nothing
to Los Angeles.
But sex his whole life.
Wait, but?
Not butt sex. Oh. Just sex.
Just lots of sex.
So he goes, yeah, I used to do shoulder surgery, and then I got bored with it, and then I've just done, 4,000 hips. I'm like, wow. That's what I want, man. Yeah. I want you to just get in there and fix it.
Now,
like,
hear me out.
Oh, boy.
We brought Pearl to the number one orthopedic
Your dog?
Vet surgeon in the world. So let's just do a little price comparison. I
would let a vet do my hip.
He's very good. So, I mean,
I wouldn't let my cousin Travis, who's a vet, do my hip. Just kidding, Travis. I'm kidding.
He does mostly like cowbirds.
Yeah,
he's
in farm Western Nebraska, but
I'm just saying because we had insurance on Pearl. So, and I know you've got health insurance, but I'm just saying it's an option. I'm going to,
Well, my bigger thing is here's what I'm happy about. I'm not as scared of it as I was. And I think that's just because of the pain, because I've noticed I think this is what happens slowly and you don't know you're doing it. But even with your little back, with your back thing, you just start to go, oh, I'm just not going to do that thing for right now.
Yeah.
But then it becomes like Casey and I used to go do these workouts together. And I think when I pulled my butt muscle, it was kind of inside of that hip muscle and and I was like, well, I don't want to do that workout anymore. It's too hard.
Yeah.
And then I started to do Pilates, but I would get sore. And I was like, I'm just not, I'm active and we're on tour and that's enough. And it's not, I really want to go back to working out. And I think what this thing is doing is sort of stopping me. And then all the rest of me is going to start to pay the price. So
I'm just
trying to suck it up.
I think you just get used to it as being a part of your life.
Yeah. Which, I'm sitting weird right now because my right hip hurts.
I will not notice that I'm usually mine's brought on by my back will hurt if I gain too much weight or if I'm really stressed out, the rest of my muscles will and usually those two things go together, which is nice. Yeah. But I won't notice that it hurts until it feels good. Like I have seat heat on or something like that. And then I'm like, oh man.
Yeah. And I started to have aggravated knee pain from it too. And that went away. And I was like, okay, so if that can go away, maybe my hip can, the real culprit here is this fucking hip.
And it's not, okay, can I?
Yeah.
unsolicited opinion. It's going to be much easier for you to correct this thing now than it is in 20 years.
Yeah.
And my theory is that it increases your lifespan because so many people, their hips break and they fall
yeah.
when they get much older. And then the rest
of
their life.
We know I'm going to fall because I'm prone. But I did notice it. The thing I was like, well, there it is. Because I had like a couple conditions with this that I was like, I'm going to wait till this. And then that happened. And then I'm going to wait till this. And then it happened. And the one was, I was trying to get up from doing mom bags in the show. And I always kneel down on one foot. You're always standing and I'm next to you and I crouch down and I go yeah. through the bags. And I went to pull my leg up to stand up and I couldn't get my leg forward. And it was like shooting pain from my, like when it's hip pain, it's so interior that you just compensate with all these other muscles. And I'm like, nope, I gotta go.
Yeah.
If Missy Copeland can do it, so can I. I'm just gonna say yeah. I'm a prima ballerina.
Yeah.
They'll look, take one look at me and they'll be like,
so ma'am,
yeah.
you not only are a
yes.
quarterback for the Seattle yes. Seahawks, you're also
doctor, yes, I am.
Wow. Wow. And can I get your autograph?
I also do a lot of high wire work.
Why is your butt open again?
That's not your problem.
Okay.
As
thank
I
you.
Sit
good.
In front of
I don't
you,
want I don't know how to deal with it, honestly. Okay.
You've got one job. I don't care if my butt's wide open. That's not your business. I did a colonoscopy. Went great.
Yeah.
My butt's great.
It didn't go back to normal, but
I didn't see the colonoscopy doctor going, I can see your hip through here and it's not great. You want to fix it?
If your colonoscopy doctor points out that there's something wrong with your hip, go in immediately. Do not wait.
You would say, go get a different doctor. Like, what are you doing down there?
Where did you put the scope, sir? Which, there are things on here that you should not have been looking at.
So if you've had a hip replacement and you can just tell me that you're 100% fine, that would be great.
I think so. I think you're going to hear that. And you're in perfect health otherwise.
I'm in perfect health. I feel very lucky.
You're a very good candidate. And
I really hope what my conversation is, oh man, I wish I would have done this sooner.
I will say our dog that does not have dog health insurance, we are driving across the border to Mexico to get an ACL repair. So I'll let you know how that goes. And if you know, we're talking, we could maybe your copay might cover the entire surgery. So I'm just saying.
So $28, I'm going to get a hip replacement. You know who you're talking to right now, right?
She loves a good deal, you guys.
I'm thinking, well, let's investigate and see what those guys can do. Let's see what.
All right. I'm going with you. I'm going to go with you. I'm going
to get my contrast done.
Whatever it is. But thanks. She did say, just so you guys know, I was like, you're going.
And I said, yes.
I said, I'll go with you. And she goes, no, I want to go. I'm going to go. I already called the doctor.
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready. And like I said, there's going to be this. And then I'm going to get my chin done.
You know it's going to be falling off a log backwards once you get your hip replaced.
I'll feel like a spring chicken.
That's right. They're like, ma'am, all we're going
she,
to
she
do
can play for the Seattle
cut
Seahawks
off part
now.
Of your face and just reattach in another
location.
I'm just
going to go get all bionic. I'm going to get everything. They just need to come up with a vagina replacement, and then I'll be fucking set.
You know what is the irony about me is I would go to a Mexican veterinarian to get hip replacement surgery, but I am going to stay local when it comes to my chin.
Oh,
there's
same.
A lot of room for error.
That's another conversation. I've been investigating Turkey, and it.
Oh, yes.
It seems to be, look, I just want the hip first. Hip first, chin second. Cheers.
We're going to do a mom box right now that really made our day.
Okay, great.
Okay. This is Janelle. And guess where she's writing us from?
Where?
Perth, Australia.
Stop.
Yes. Perth.
Perth. Perth.
How do you say it?
Perth.
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 Okay.
It's like puss.
With a TH
sound?
No,
I can't say it like that. Can't make a lisp joke. Perth.
Well, you can if you have a lisp.
But
I mean, I'm not saying you do anymore. What are you looking at me? You're the one. Don't. How did I get brought in? You're the one who said.
Hey, then I can't say it.
I don't notice it. You're the one who keeps pointing it out.
Everybody notices it, especially if I'm tired. Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
I just think it's part of your charm. I don't.
Thank you.
Okay.
My husband said, it's darling. And I was like, please stop talking. That's the most perfect compliment. You're going to fuck it up. don't say another word. He also said I could win Survivor. I'm like, don't say stop another talking. Fucking word,
yep.
man.
Yeah, yeah, let's leave it right there,
just
buddy.
Just fucking stop.
I know. Okay, so I guess she's from SoCal, but she's now in Perth.
Perth.
Okay. All right, I first found my mom so hard at the Alyssa Viejo Library, which is in Orange County.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
The day before the world shut down for COVID, the timing feels almost poetic now. During the lockdown, I would Zoom with my girlfriends, pour a couple glasses of wine, and we would laugh along with you both. It truly kept us sane.
That's so nice.
Can we sidebar? Like, yeah. That was our whole goal, was like, while we keep were locked everybody. Down, we're like, let's just, like, give people a place to vent, man. Let's do
I think
these
we
lives.
Were like... Let's be together. And it was the, just a yeah. very baseline, like, we don't know what's going on right now. We don't know how everybody feels about it. We don't know how everybody's doing. Yeah. But let's just have a night where we be together virtually and try to make everybody feel like we're going to get through it. And yeah. it's amazing the number of people that have reached out to us over the years.
That saying, found us during that
and
time.
And also that it was like, that it kind of worked a little bit.
Well, this is what she says. So we moved to Australia in November 2021. And since then, my husband and I have parted ways.
You'll be okay, girl.
Yeah. So she's had a hard time. She's been jobless, temporarily homeless with my children, trying to hold it together in the most isolated city in the world. Through all of it, I kept listening to you.
That's so nice.
I know. You helped me feel normal. You helped me laugh when I could have spiraled. You reminded me that I wasn't crazy, just a mom doing her best in chaos. I'm a full-time working mom. I bought a home for my kids and me.
Holy.
We are truly living our best lives. My son has a part-time job in his own car. My daughter has been a state softball player for Western Australia since 2022 and continues through 2026. Watching them thrive after everything has been the greatest gift. Being an American so far from home can feel overwhelming at times, but your podcast helps me stay connected to the humor, the hot flashes, the honesty, and the beautiful madness of motherhood back in the United States. She goes on a little bit.
That is,
thanking us, and we have to thank you, girl. That
is
the nicest.
Flippin' nice. And you know, we are so lucky that we get to sometimes meet everybody in person that have been so supportive of us,
yeah.
especially now that we're coming on 10 years. And like, I remember there was a woman that asked us when we were in San Luis Obispo, which we're about to redo that show because the freaking marquee fell.
Yep. We're coming back.
Yeah, we're going April 30th. This woman said, like, she goes, what's it been like meeting so many women along the way? And I think you and I always are like, it's been fucking awesome.
They're cool as shit.
Cool as shit. And then she goes, how are we doing? Like, how are we? Ooh. And I was like, everybody's just fucking trying, you
yeah.
know? Like, and this woman is like a testament to that. Also, we got to give a big shout out to our girls, Allison and Tammy. Is it Tammy and Allison?
Wait. Oh,
Allison and...
Let me ask Michelle.
Because her funny acronym was TNA. This wonderful couple in... Where were we just now? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
At the Keswick.
At the Keswick in Philly.
And we met this wonderful couple. And the Allison, it was hilarious. I love your tech vest, girl. You know I'm
she
into that.
She wore a tech vest. They listened to the podcast, and she wore a tech vest because she thought Kristen would... find it attractive.
I love tech vests. And
nailed
I did.
It.
All the women, all of you. I mean, if you're feeling down and like you don't, the shit you're doing doesn't matter or isn't working, we're here to fucking tell you that it is. And you should be high-fiving your ladies and high-fiving
yes.
yourself.
The ladies, you are keeping the wheels on the road and raising like nice, kind children. Good job.
They're doing great, even though yeah. they're hard at home.
Yeah, they're dicks cheers. To you. That means you're doing it right.
Yep.
Cheers.
Cheers to you.
Did we just podcast?
We podcasted.
Pioneer.